An hour later, Tyrion rode from the Red Keep, accompanied by a dozen Lannister guardsmen in crimson cloaks and lion-crested half-helms. As they passed beneath the portcullis, he noted the heads mounted atop the walls. Black with rot and old tar, they had long since become unrecognizable. "Captain Velar," he called, "I want those taken down on the morrow. Give them to the Silent Sisters for cleaning." It would be hell to match them with the bodies, he supposed, yet it must be done. Even in the midst of war, certain decencies need to be observed. Velar grew hesitant.
"His Grace has told us he wishes the traitor's heads to remain on the walls until he fills those last three empty spikes there on the end."
"Let me hazard a wild stab. One is for Robb Stark, the others for Lord Stannis and Renly. Would that be right?"
"Yes, my lord."
"My nephew is 13 years old today, Velar. Try and recall that. I'll have the heads down on the morrow, or one of those empty spikes may have a different lodger. Do you take my meaning, Captain?"
"I'll see that they're taken down myself, my lord."
"Good."
Tyrion put his heels into his horse and trotted away, leaving the red cloaks to follow as best they could.